Snow White and the Seven Dwarfs. Snow White pushed the door open. "I wonder who lives here," she said to herself, peeping round the kitchen. "What tiny plates and spoons! There must be seven of them. The table's laid for seven people." Upstairs was a bedroom with seven neat little beds. Going back to the kitchen, Snow White had an idea. "I'll make them something to eat. When they come home, they'll be glad to find a meal ready." Towards dusk, seven tiny men marched homewards singing. But when they opened the door, to their surprise, they found a bowl of hot steaming soup on the table, and the whole house spick and span. Upstairs was Snow White, fast asleep on one of the beds. The chief dwarf prodded her gently. "Who are you?" he asked. Snow White told them her sad story, and tears sprang to the dwarf's eyes. Then one of them said, as he noisily blew his nose, "Stay here with us." "Hooray, hooray," they cheered, dancing joyfully round the little girl. The dwarf said to Snow White, "You can live here and tend to the house while we're down the mine. Don't worry about your stepmother leaving you in the forest. We love you and we'll take care of you." Snow White gratefully accepted their hospitality, and next morning the dwarfs set off for work. But they warned Snow White not to open the door to strangers. Meanwhile, the servant had returned to the castle with the heart of a roe deer. He gave it to the cruel stepmother, telling her it belonged to Snow White, so that he could claim the reward. Highly pleased, the stepmother turned again to the magic mirror. But her hopes were dashed, for the mirror replied, "The loveliest in the land is still Snow White, who lives in the Seven Dwarfs' cottage down in the forest." The stepmother was beside herself with rage. "She must die! She must die!" she screamed. Disguising herself as an old peasant woman, she put a poisoned apple with the others in her basket. Then, taking the quickest way into the forest, she crossed the swamp at the edge of the trees. She reached the bank unseen, just as Snow White stood waving goodbye to the seven dwarfs on their way to the mine. Snow White was in the kitchen when she heard the sound at the door. Knock, knock. "Who's there?" she called suspiciously, remembering the dwarf's advice. "I'm an old peasant woman selling apples," came the reply. "I don't need any apples, thank you," she replied. "But they are beautiful apples and ever so juicy," said the velvety voice from outside the door. "I'm not supposed to open the door to anyone," said the little girl, who was reluctant to disobey her friends. "And quite right too, good girl. If you promise not to open up to strangers, then of course you can't buy. You are a good girl indeed." Then the old woman went on. "And as a reward for being good, I'm going to make you a gift of one of my apples." Without a further thought, Snow White opened the door just a tiny crack to take the apple. "There, now isn't that a nice apple?" Snow White bit into the fruit, and as she did, fell to the ground in a faint. The effect of the terrible poison left her lifeless instantaneously. Now chuckling evilly, the wicked stepmother hurried off. But as she ran back across the swamp, she tripped and fell into the quicksand. No one heard her cries for help, and she disappeared without a trace. Thank you for listening. For more British accent training, visit www.learningbritishaccent.com.